entertaining this request for discussion, I guess. But I know that as a result of I believe the SIA, we had moved from having four meetings a year a couple of years ago to having six meetings a year. And I discussed with Chairwoman Neubauer the possibility of, at the start of 2023, moving back to the four meetings a year cadence, you know, returning to the quarterly reporting kind of cadence that we'd had before. And I wanted to put this out for, I guess I'm not sure how to request slash propose a change like this. But Chairwoman Neubauer said bring it up at the meeting today, and so I am, because I think that would make things a little bit easier and less confusing in terms of some of the timing of some of our materials, and when is quarterly reporting materials due, and when is it an update, and just moving back to our regular frequency, I think, would make things a little bit more streamlined. So I guess that's the proposal that I put out there, and I don't know if that's something that we then discuss, or if that's something that the committee takes a vote on. I guess I'm not sure what the next step is here.
We open it up for discussion. So because yeah, we will take a vote on it because it's an item that we'll vote on. Shirley, what are your thoughts about going back to quarterly meetings?
I would agree with that suggestion, especially what Dr. Dromowski noted in terms of quality of the data that's being compared in a lesser amount of time. We make it more of an idea of how well things are going when we have a greater amount of data and greater time to take a look at it. So I would agree with that and recommend we go with it.
Tom, as a board member, what are your thoughts about it?
As long as there's no harm, I mean, is there an expectation that's been created by the SIA that, you know, this change would cause consternation somewhere? And that would be the question. Is anybody going to get upset about this outside, you know, an auditor, an inspector, a certifier? And if the answer is no, then no harm.
Okay.
So Tom, I put up my hand. I don't think Chairwoman Neubauer can see it. The reason we increased the frequency of quality committee meetings was at the direction of Glenn Krasker, and the additional meetings were really specifically targeting the hospital operations. So with the closure of the hospital, there is no regulatory reason to have the frequency we currently have. That was very specifically because of the SIA and the focus of the SIA on quality measures. So I would be totally comfortable with it because we will, you know, the emergency room closed Friday, as you know, and by the end of this week, we anticipate having zero patients in our hospital. So I think the SIA has been completed since last November. We wanted to sustain the improvements until the end of the month of September, but after that, it really goes back to a community-based system of care, and again, the way our other reporting is structured, quarterly reports will be the most detailed and complete reports for the committee to consider.
Yeah, so there's no harm there. You know from my past comments that I'm in favor of we learned a lot from the SIA experience, and hopefully some of that transfers to even community programs in terms of reviews and maintaining high standards of care. And I'm always in favor of having, yeah, we don't want a Glenn Krasker and a $1.3 million bill hitting us as occurred, and I think it's probably even more than that. But to have an outside service come in and audit us annually at our direction, just to keep us at the top of our game, is probably a good practice. It's one that most insurance companies have. They self-audit. Just because somebody, someday, the state, whoever, is going to come in and do it, and they're going to surprise us. Well, we don't want to be surprised. And so we do it to ourselves just to stay at the top of our game. And so, you know, that's something I've said before, and I think it's a good practice, and it's one that's followed by a lot of organizations. And, you know, we learned that lesson. Let's keep that learning. Let's keep that learning in-house and never forget it.
I fully agree with Tom on that one. What are your thoughts about that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to discuss more with Chairperson Lexow about that annual audit and kind of what he would envision that looking like, and because I think that you know, in addition to the quarterly reports that we do, would love to know what other thoughts he might have about what would be included in that annual audit. I know that we do have a state audit that comes in every 2 years for some of our programs. So, but if we can stay on top of it ourselves so that we're fully prepared for the state audit, I always think that's a great idea. But it looks like somebody has their hand up.
Yep, Dr. Snyder.
I think what we probably need to do is go through all of our programs, look at whether they're 2-year or 3-year licenses from the state, sort out what the interim steps to make sure we're ready for is, and create a dashboard based on that and bring it back to this committee on what we believe that would look like. There are also, for some programs, likely external standards. Both the Joint Commission and other people at CMS or other accrediting bodies have toolkits for ambulatory services. So there are parts of this that we can just pull other people's toolkits. It may take us, I don't know, a while to put something together, but I think that's probably distinctly doable. Given the mix of services we have, there is a way forward. We just need to figure out what needs every other year opposite the state certification, what needs maybe 2 tune-ups waiting for the 3rd-year one. I think this is doable. It just needs a little research to sort out the available standards and what applies.
Yeah, you know, so I would think something more in the range of, first of all, I believe in the third party coming in and not doing this with internal staff. And the third party would also have access to report directly to the board. In other words, it wouldn't be translated necessarily by staff in terms of what it means. It would be a third party managed, directed by staff, but publishing a report to the board. Something in the area of $30,000 to $40,000 would be a number that I think would be worth the investment and doable. There are external quality review organizations out there, EQROs, that do this for CMS. And yeah, we want an audit light, and just to keep everybody on their toes, including the board, to stay on our toes. So it's not just about staff, it's about us. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just a best practice.
This is Kate. I just want to offer my assistance if there's something that I can do to help with this project. Just let me know.
Thank you, Kate.
There are organizations out there that will do this. And we want one that does it for CMS or for a state, and so that has to be part of their credential. I mean, it's a recommendation. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good for us.
Yeah, I think I do think it's a good idea, and I like the idea of having a third party vendor doing it who's neutral, so that it and unbiased in that process. But I also, I think I agree with what Dr. Schneider is saying, that we need to put some thought into kind of what, looking at our different programs and discuss kind of what are the areas that we want to audit, and, you know, what are the metrics that we'd like them to audit, and working with them to discuss also, I think what their recommendations would be. But I agree. I think it's a good idea.
You know, so Kate, you know, I think making a few calls to even the state to find out who they use have used in the past. Even somebody like MediStar. MediStar typically is under contract with the state of Wisconsin to do these kinds of things. We don't want them because they won't do it anyway. They're already, you know, they're an instrument of the state, but they will know who else does this kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to look into that for you, and I can, if I have questions, I'll reach out.
Great, thank you for taking that on, Kathleen.
Okay, back to the question then. So that will be a sidebar. Kate will look into some auditing companies that could potentially do a third-party audit. And Dr. Schmalski will look into the suggestions that Dr. Schneider had made. And now, board can, does somebody want to make a motion as to putting forth a vote on the changing the frequency of the meetings from 6 a year down to 4 a year?
So move.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay.
Thank
the motion
you.
Moves forward. Thank you.